Shabbat Shalom, friends. This week, we'll be reading the section known as Truma in the Book of Names, that second book, which was once referred to as the Book of Exodus, and no longer the Book of Exodus, but its true meaning, its true interpretation, its true explanation of the Book of Names. Parsha Truma. It involves a word which generally is attributed to contribution, an offering to God, etc. But I love this parsha, and possibly not for the same reasons that many scholars have thought of delving into this section and missing its entire point. What is this section relating to? What is it dealing with? What does it address? It addresses the tabernacle that was built for the Israelites when they left Egypt. A tabernacle, my friends, which no longer exists. In fact, it will never exist again, because ultimately it was replaced by the Holy Temple, whatever that means. And so here we've come on Shabbat. Peoples of all religions, as we have already explained, this is not and never was meant to be a Jewish event. But the reading deals with how that tabernacle was created, how they built it. Not only the tabernacle itself, but all of the instruments, the tools that went and were included into this tabernacle. My friends, if it was up to me, I would say, look, why go to listen to something that doesn't exist anymore? I mean, of what use, and how will I personally benefit? Although I know that the tabernacle is the idea for synagogues around the world. And so the synagogue, we are told, replaced the tabernacle. Just like when we were in the wilderness and we did not have the Holy Temple, in its place was the tabernacle. And therefore, now that we don't have a Holy Temple, we therefore come to synagogue, pay our respects, whatever that means. But I cannot accept that kind of definition, because why would the Creator spend this amount of ink and take up a place within the scroll if it does not pertain to us any longer? Another very interesting part here in this section of Truma is when it says, "Va'asuli migdash, they shall make a sanctuary for me, v'shachanti bitocham, and I, so that I may dwell amongst them." Doesn't say amongst. It says bitocham. Now, v'asuli migdash means the tabernacle. And therefore, it should have said, and I will dwell within it. No. Bitocham. amongst them. Who's the them? If it's referring to a sanctuary. And therefore, without, and one other thought that I really want to stress, and that is, many a time I've raised the question, how many verses will be read in this section? Some seem to think that that is quite unimportant. What's the difference? However, it was split up. That's the way we conform in our reading to the way the Kabbalists understood to divide up. After all, we can't read the entire scroll in 1 week, so it's been divided up into 52 weeks. But we do know, and we should have learned from many previous occasions when we have discussed the reading, the important reading, the energy that we can receive for an entire week, that there is significance in what we are capturing and what we are receiving as a result of a particular reading on Shabbat. There are 96 verses that will be read, 96 that will be read in this section of Terumah. Why 96? And as I have stated on many occasions, the Hebrew numerical value of 96 is Tzadik Vav, Tzav, which also means commandment. Not Kabbalistically, it's not the way we interpret Tzav in the way of commandment, but that is the way that for 3,400 years this word Tzav has been associated with. Commandments, mitzvot, commandments. And we have said there is no such thing as commandments. We said that clearly when we understood Parshat Yitro, the section dealing not with 10 commandments, but with 10 utterances. Because that word commandment, you know what the Zohar says? The word commandment means idol worshiping. And therefore, following through with this idea that why are there 96 or some verses here? Because what has happened is that suddenly we worship the temple. We worship the synagogue, or we worship in it. And there is no such thing as worship. Worship God. God, you need something from me? You need me to worship you? Pay my respects to you? No. That this whole idea of sanctuary, of synagogue, temple, or church, or mosque. And this is not to say that they have no function, but to understand that the purpose as to why we should attend a particular house of worship is the direct result of receiving energy that will change my week, that my life will be so enhanced by what takes place with my presence. And therefore, when it says, and I shall dwell amongst you, not referring to the synagogue, it's referring to the people, because the function of a sanctuary, of a church, of a temple, of a synagogue, is so that we are given an opportunity, like the scroll, to use that as technology and an instrument, as a channel by which I can tap into the light force of God. Because once there is additional light in my life, so too will there be an absence of darkness. Works hand in hand. The degree of light is the absence of darkness, because the two cannot coexist. And so the problem that we have in our lives is only one, the absence of light. And therefore our lives are so filled with darkness, chaos, pain, and suffering. And so this temple was not to worship the temple or consider the temple as something of significance, but rather nothing more than an instrument by which we who take advantage of, let's say, the particular reading on Shabbat of the scroll, which furnishes us, which provides us with the sustenance that is necessary so that we can continue on next week without any flaws, without any degree of chaos, without pain and suffering that unfortunately is the landscape of all of humankind. And it never seems to come to an end. This is an invaluable tool. And therefore, every aspect of the tabernacle is actually referring to the building of our own tabernacle. This body is a tabernacle. Fill it. Fill this tabernacle with light. And therefore, the Creator, God, will dwell amongst them, meaning all the peoples of the world. Therefore, it doesn't say, I will dwell in the synagogue, I will dwell in the church, I will dwell wherever. No, my friends, they are merely instruments, media, by which we can tap into the life force of God and improve our lives by virtue of containing life force within us, and by its very nature, removing the darkness from our lives. Shabbat Shalom.